Justin Hauk is a first-time candidate for the legislature. A Democrat, Hauk is running for the state senate in District 14, which also covers part of Minnehaha County. His background is in technology and telecommunications, and he also joins us at our studio in downtown Sioux Falls. Justin Hauk, thanks for being with us today for Meet the Candidate.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start. This is really interesting to me because as I was on your Facebook page, I understand that you at one time were a registered Republican,
yes,
then a registered independent, and now running for state Senate as a Democrat. Tell me about the process that got you to this point.
Well, I think like a lot of South Dakotans, you know, it's a lot of the conservative values are kind of how we're raised and, you know, what we're, you know, what we, you know, tend to lean towards. But, you know, through the years, I kind of became disillusioned with political parties. So then I decided I was going to be an independent. And then in the recent years, we had the, you know, kind of like you were talking about with Dan, some of the issues with the IM-22 and that sort of thing. And I started becoming more politically involved, going to the legislative coffees and Cracker Barrels and that sort of thing. And I got to see a lot of people like Dan, Rendell Nezeba, a lot of those folks were starting to, you know, speak their mind about those processes and those things that were going on. And they were the ones that seemed to be making sense. They were the ones that seemed to be, you know, pushing for the more democratic approach to state government. And I decided I kind of wanted to be a part of that. So that's why I became a registered Democrat and started to run as a Democrat, because I want to be able to, you know, help those guys out and support the message that they're trying to convey with an open government and things like that.
Had you ever thought of running for a political position when you were a Republican, or did this process that you just kind of discussed lead you to the point where this is the time I feel that I need to be part of the legislature?
Yeah, I hadn't really ever been, you know, that politically active locally before. But after 2016, you know, I was, you know, like a lot of people in South Dakota, I was kind of angry about some of the things that happened. So I started becoming more involved. And I learned that in 2016, the Senate seat that I'm running for was uncontested. And in my mind, that's a terrible thing. We should never have uncontested elections, because I think it's very rare that we have a candidate that everyone agrees with 100%. I think it's important that voters at least have a name on the ballot to check, so they can say, you know, I'm one of the people, this is the percentage of people that don't agree with how things are going in the legislature right now. So yeah, at the very least, I wanted there to be a name on the ballot. So I started kind of showing up at some of the meetings, and I learned that there was no one planning to run this year. And then look where my big mouth got me.
Tell me about your door-to-door campaigning. Is the mascot with you when you go door-to-door?
He is, but what I've found that almost everyone in our neighborhood has dogs. And I think what you're referring to is my pug Cooper.
Yeah, you're right.
He's a great mascot, but I find when I bring him door to door with me, then other people's dogs really get excited to see our dog, so that it's kind of a distraction. So he's come out with me a couple of times, but it didn't go as smoothly as I'd hoped. So
sometimes maybe he becomes the star too, right?
Yeah. He's a lot more cuddly than I am, I guess. But I'm learning a lot when I'm, you know, first time campaign. And one of them is that the dog helping you out on the door-to-door is probably isn't always the greatest.
Let's talk about some issues. Now, this, again, your first time running as a candidate for the legislature. You talked about openness, government transparency. What are some of the other issues that are driving your campaign right now?
Those are my primary ones, but otherwise, my background is in technology. Mm-hmm. So, I'm aware of a lot of things that are going on in technology. So I have concerns about, you know, how user data is kept and things like that, which doesn't necessarily affect us directly on a local level, but I think we're starting to see, like in California, they're passing net neutrality laws. I think we're going to start to see more and more of that sort of thing creep into the state government little by little. So I think that's an area where I have something to contribute, as well as just kind of the standard things that affect us all. Education is an extremely important thing. I think, you know, every candidate talks about education, mm-hmm. and it's kind of become one of those, you know, people, when you start talking about education, people just kind of tune you out. But I think the important thing is that everyone's talking about it, yet we still have, you know, our teachers are some of the lowest paid in the region. Even after the big pay raise, we're still fighting to bring in talented teachers and keep them here, you know, to work. So that's still an issue. We're getting closer, but we're not done with that. You know, I think as Billy Sutton is talking about, we really don't have a pre-K education program. And I think there's a lot of evidence that goes towards, you know, pre-K, good pre-K programs improve school performance overall and limit behavior issues. And that also, in turn, you know, lessens the crime problems. You know, people graduate from school, they have better prospects, they're not committing crimes at higher rates. So it's one of those things where if we start, you know, building a good foundation with our educational system, I think we'll start to see a lot of other the challenges that we face, like, you know, crowded jails and those sorts of things. I think we can make a dent in a lot of things just by tackling some of these problems at their root.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to technology, you have to be excited about what's happening at Dakota State University with their cybersecurity section that they have there. Do you see South Dakota becoming a leader and maybe even on an equal or getting close to where California is with some of these technological issues because of what's going on there and perhaps growing throughout other parts of the state?
Yeah, I'm actually a part-time student at Dakota State enrolled in their cybersecurity program. Oh. So I work full-time, but I usually take a class or two every semester just because it's related to my job and it's something I'm very interested in. But I think having resources like Dakota State are great because we create, you know, when I talk to business leaders, one of the things they talk about is having a lack of, you know, skilled people to perform a variety of tasks, and throughout the nation, cybersecurity is a skill that a lot of people are looking for. So I think if we can kind of, you know, one of those, if you build it, they will come kind of things. I think if we create that workforce here, I think we have a good chance of luring in companies that will provide those good jobs in those fields. And we have a lot of other things going for us as well. I mean, we have a great chance to do renewable energy here, where if you're in all involved in the data center world, cheap electricity is huge for data centers. So if we can start harnessing sun and solar power to provide cheap electricity like they're doing in surrounding states, mm-hmm. I think that's also a thing we can use to draw in those companies and create those jobs of the future.
How is solar working right now around the nation? We've worked with solar for decades. Wind energy is a big thing right now. Where does solar fit in?
Well, I think solar is a great one because it can be so scalable. Mm-hmm. Here in the rural areas, as a lot of people may know, if you're very far out, I know my father looked at building an acreage some years ago, and he couldn't build where he wanted to just because the cost of getting utilities out there was very expensive. But you see it all the time, like on road signs even. You'll see a little solar panel on a road sign, mm-hmm. you know, running a digital display. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, little unique applications like that are great ways where you can, you know, create, you know, services or, some sort of device out there that's serving a purpose without having to spend, you know, thousands of dollars in infrastructure to power and run them. So, I mean, I think solar is going to be a large part of the future just because of, the ease of deployment of it. You know, even if you don't think on a grand scale, we can't power the whole state with solar energy. No, but there's still a lot of great things we can do with that technology that can, you know, create jobs and you know, improve lives.
Yeah. If you go to Pierre as a state senator and the state Senate continues to have a large Republican majority like it does now, how do you see yourself working within that structure?
Well, I'm not, if I have to describe myself politically, I would say that I'm an extreme centrist. Mm-hmm. That's my view. And I think, you know, one of the things we need to address is, you know, about less than half the population of South Dakota is registered as Republicans, but, you know, over 80% or around 80% of the legislature is Republicans. That's a large divide. So I think we need to be aware that we need to be governing for all of the people, not just the people who happen to vote that way. And I think one of the things that I would want to do is, you know, close that divide by saying, I think we're on the same page on the majority of issues. I think, you know, there's not that much that we disagree on. Mm-hmm. Where we have the issues, I think, are in making sure that we're not going too far one direction or the other and that we keep those policies in the middle. And I think that's why it would be a very good for us to have a few more Democrats in there, some people that say, hey, there's another viewpoint, because when we're in our meetings, we're talking to a lot of people that are further to the left. We're hearing that side of the argument, where I don't think some of the Republicans are necessarily in those circles and understand those points of view. Even if you don't agree with them, you still need to acknowledge them and you still need to address them. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of the big thing that I would want to do is, you know, make sure that, you know, all sides are being heard and that the solutions are something that work for everyone, not just for the people on one side or the other.
Well, once again, this 10 minutes went rather quick, but it's been nice to meet you. Justin Hauk again is a first-time candidate for the State Senate. He's running in District 14, which covers part of Minnehaha County. Justin, thank you for joining us for Meet the Candidate. It's been a pleasure to visit with you.
Again, thanks for having me.